Thanks, y'all. A lot of love out there. Right.
Hopefully it's getting better.
Sonically.
I know. I love all these comments about what we can do to... Now, we take it to heart, the comments about how to improve and stuff like that on the actual streaming thing. We are going to get onto like a platform at some point and do it. But this is what we're doing now. We're going to evolve to that other place at some point. Okay, we're going to do a song. God, I don't think we've done this in a gazillion years.
I know. Do the best we can. It's great to have you all out there. It's so cool.
Man, I played this so slow on the record. I can't play it that slow anymore.
Well, I'll play it faster.
We're going to do Welcome Me. And I wrote this song when we were in L.A. making a record, the first record on Epic, which is like Indigo Girls, we made in L.A. Mm-hmm. And I wrote this while we were there making that record. And then this ended up on the next record. For context. But we'll send this out to everybody in L.A. right now, thinking about them as yep. COVID is bearing down hard. But here's some dedications from Cousin Randy to Alyssa. Rest in peace, little angel. You always lit up when I played this for you. From Jen Frank to John Frank. Love you, Franker. From Linda to Indigo Girls. I guess JJ. I don't know what that was. The office. All right, this is from Cheryl Diven. To all those who have ever moved to a new town and felt lonely. That's so sweet. That's really sweet. This says, Dear Casey, Amy, and Emily, December 13th, 1989, I drove to L.A. for a job alone. I think she means Kathy. I drove to L.A. for a job alone and nervous. IG played L.A. on December 15th and sang this song. That was 2 days after she got there. I felt it was for me. Tonight, maybe it can be. Thank you, IG, for all the years.
That's cool.
Thanks, Cheryl. And from San Diego to Michelle Palmer, the best friend ever. That's so sweet.
That's so great.
All right, we're going to do this.
Thanks for all your comments. Still rolling in. This is so cool.
And we did this with Joan Baez sometimes, yep. too. She does a really...
Her voice sounds so cool.
She's a great version of this. I kind of tried to rip off some of her new twist on this song, but I'm not going to do it tonight because in honor of Joan, I'm not going to.